Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JB podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JB, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. All I want to say today is I love you guys. I know some of these podcasts are a little rough and it ruffles people's feathers. You know, sometimes we get messages and I don't care if it ruffles your feathers. I'm just telling you that. Like, I'm not here. I'm just expressing my own self. That's all I'm doing is I'm trying to make it simple for people. I want to tell you, I love you. I truly, truly love you. Remember, I'm a guy with dyslexia. I was rejected in high school. Never was a star athlete. I can relate to so many people. So many people. You know, didn't get the girls. All my buddies were getting all the cute girls and all this stuff. And, you know, I was just like, you know, it wasn't like this, you know, even when I went into the military. And so I just never was the guy that got the girls. It was like, I didn't have game. I was always rejected. My whole life was rejection, rejection, rejection. You know, I didn't do good in school because of my dyslexia. I didn't even know I was dyslexic. So I went in the military and then was like, and I discovered bodybuilding. And I become a drug addict. So it's like, I'm just giving you guys the tools at a hardcore level of what works. It's not that difficult. Everybody makes it so like esoteric, like somebody has this magical formula. It's be fucking consistent. It's be done, be fed up finally, but be sick and tired of being sick and tired at some point. It's really that simple. Be sick and tired of being sick and tired at some point. Like, and it's just, this is coming from love. Like, at what point are you going to activate? At what point are you going to protect your family? At what point are you going to stop doing mindless fucking activities? You'll feel so much better. I'm telling you, you will feel so much better. I feel so much better when I'm honest with people and I get rid of people in my life I don't get rid of them. They get rid of themselves. I raise my frequency and then people come and go. It's the most freeing way to live. I don't have to worry about doing anything. I don't have to act all weird. It's like I raise my frequency to where I want to operate, or maybe it's low to them. I don't know, but they leave or they come back. It's a very free, 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 free way to live. Very free way to live. Everything is done on my terms, nobody else's terms. I'm turning down brand deal after brand deal. No, 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 no. It feels so good to do that because I know no matter what happens, the wealth is coming at droves because of my activities and behaviors. Financially, spiritually, mentally, my whole family and my team will be taken care of because I'm putting in the work, because I do the same. I mean, think of you're watching The Blueprint. And I'm coming to on Friday just to say, I love you. You can do this. And I'm telling you my iniquities because you can do this. Something happened to me as a child that shouldn't happen. It fucked me up, guys. Fucked me up. But I decided to take responsibility and just deal with it and work through it and know that, you know, it's a work in progress, because I don't want that for my kids. I don't want them to feel this as an adult. I don't want them to have to go through these same patterns. I don't want to repeat the same fucking shit. I want a relationship with my kids. I want a relationship with my daughter and my son. I want my son and daughter to feel like I am proud of them as a father and a man. I want my son and daughter to be able to cry in front of me. I want my son and daughter to be able to feel comfortable around me. I want my son and daughter to communicate with me. I want them to be themselves. And I refuse to judge them for being themselves. I want to know what they're doing, even if I don't agree with it. I want to know about it. You know, what if Raven does something I don't agree with in regards to her job or career? I want to know about it. I want to learn about it. If I don't understand it or I don't agree with it, then I want to know why it works for her. And I will celebrate and I will clap all the way to the top with her. My son comes to me and says, He wants to be a ballerina, then great. Go be a ballerina. Fantastic. I lived that paradigm that I wasn't the football player and I wasn't this. And this is maybe made up in my head, but I didn't amount to what a man was supposed to be, you know, cop or firefighter, all this stuff. And I became a fucking jungle cat warrior, man. It just doesn't match certain people's paradigm. That's okay. But I want to be in a situation where I want to ask questions. I want to know what my son or daughter are doing. That's why I'm telling you guys this, because I know my son and my daughter are watching. You know, I know my daughter watched me go through it. I know she watched me build and, you know, completely collapse and build again. And I know that's ingrained inside of her. A podcast we did, she said one thing about my dad is he never stays down. He gets back up. I've seen him do it 100 times. So hopefully that's ingrained inside of her. And then my son, he's only seen this new paradigm of me of just this beast mode of grinding and then also stopping to be with him. I've learned that being present with my kids is extremely important. And being present with you right now is extremely important. And I just wanted to do this podcast to say I love you. That's it. And I'm always yelling and cussing and doing all this stuff, but it's with love. However you take it, it's truly from a loving place. It's truly from a loving place. So I love you guys. Have an awesome day. If you do me a huge favor, leave me a review down there. We're working to get this podcast, the number one podcast, to impact as many lives as possible. Yeah, if you could leave a little review, if it's impacted your life. And so I haven't asked in a long time. I know the last review was like back in 2019, maybe, because I just haven't. I used to ask all the time, but I'm asking now because we're working to get this to the number one spot so we can impact more lives and yeah, build more. I want to build schools and I want to build, you know, food systems. And yeah, I just want to show people that freedom is available for everybody. Love you guys.